Our reading for this Lord's Day, Sunday, May 3rd, is in Acts chapter 11, verse 1. Acts chapter 11, beginning in verse 1. Now the apostles and the brothers who were throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcision party criticized him, saying, "You went to uncircumcised men and ate with them." But Peter began and explained it to them in order. "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, something like a great sheet descending, being let down from heaven by its four corners, and it came down to me. Looking at it closely, I observed animals and beasts of prey and reptiles and birds of the air, and I heard a voice saying to me, 'Rise, Peter, kill and eat.' But I said, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing common or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But the voice answered a second time from heaven, 'What God has made clean, do not call common. This happened three times, and all was drawn up again into heaven. Behold, at that very moment three men arrived at the house in which we were, sent to me from Caesarea, and the Spirit told me to go with them, making no distinction. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we entered this man's house. And he told us how he had seen the angel stand in his house and say, 'Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will declare to you a message by which you will be saved, you and all your household.' And I began to speak. The Holy Spirit fell on them, just as on us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord. Now he had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If then God gave the same gift to them as he gave to us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could stand in God's way?" When they heard these things, they fell silent, and they glorified God, saying, "Then to the Gentiles also God has granted repentance that leads to life." Now those who were scattered because of the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, speaking the word to no one except Jews. But there were some of them, men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who on coming to Antioch spoke to the Hellenists also, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord. The report of this came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he came and saw the grace of God, he was glad, and he exhorted them all to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast purpose. For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a great many people were added to the Lord. So Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year they met with the church and taught a great many people. And in Antioch the disciples were first called Christians. Now in these days prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch, and one of them, named Agabus, stood up and foretold by the Spirit that there would be a great famine over all the world. This took place in the days of Claudius. So the disciples determined, every one according to his ability, to send relief to the brothers living in Judea. And they did so, sending it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul. So in yesterday's reading, we covered chapter 10. This account with Cornelius was much longer account than Peter retelling the story. But Peter retells it with a little bit more detail included here. And I want to notice these things as we go over chapter 11. So the apostles and the brothers heard that the Gentiles had received the word of God. They did not have the benefit yet of Peter's vision. They did not have the benefit that these brethren that accompanied Peter had of seeing the sign from God, that these would be accepted. And so there was some report, or I would even say convincing, that needed to be done in order for them to accept these Gentiles. And so when Peter goes up to Jerusalem, there is a party, the circumcision party, that criticizes him, not about even addressing preaching to them or anything like that. He says, "You went to the uncircumcised and you ate with them." So that is associating with them going into the house, which Peter made mention of whenever he arrived at Cornelius's house back in chapter 10. In chapter 10, verse 28, he had said, "You yourselves know how unlawful it is for a Jew to associate with or visit anyone of another nation. But God has shown me that I should not call any person common or unclean." So that was part of that vision that was given to Peter. So Peter answers them. And verse 5, he was praying. He tells about the vision. He talks about what was in the vision. He talks about the voice telling him, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." His objection, "No, I've not had anything common or unclean." Verse 9, what God has made clean, do not call common. This happened three times. Okay, so he's just recounting the vision. And then at that moment, these men arrived from Caesarea, and the Spirit told me to go with them. So there's his reasoning for him going to the house. But verse 13, he told us how he had seen the angel stand in his house, send to Joppa, bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will declare to you a message by which you will be saved, you and all your household. So remember yesterday I told you that it was not enough for Cornelius to be a good man, or even for him to pray, or for him to believe in God, or to give alms, any of those things. He had to actually obey the message from God. And so that's what he was sending Peter to do, to declare a message by which they would be saved. And so verse 15, he tells about the sign that God gave. The Holy Spirit fell on them just as on us at the beginning. Okay, he's talking about the manner, not the magnitude. I make a very good distinction there because this was initiated and conducted by God directly on these individuals as a sign for the benefit of Peter and the brethren that were with him, but they did not receive the same magnitude of the Holy Spirit as the apostles. So they did not receive the ability to have all gifts or the ability to lay hands on people in order to pass those on. That was only for the apostles. Verse 16, I remembered the word of the Lord. So he's thinking back to the times which they were with Jesus and remembering the things that he was told then. So verse 17, here's the conclusion that was drawn. If then God gave the same gift to them as he gave to us when we believed the Lord Jesus Christ, who is I that I could stand in God's way? And what is their conclusion? Verse 18, when they heard these things, they fell silent. They glorified God. Then to the Gentiles also God has granted repentance that leads to life. So they came to the same conclusion that Peter did at this point. And so now the gospel is opened up to the Gentiles. So then the account continues for the rest of the chapter, talking about the spread of the gospel. Those were scattered, traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, Antioch, speaking the word to no one except speaking the word to no one except Jews. So they weren't yet preaching to the Gentiles at this point. They were preaching only to the Jews. But verse 20, it begins to be shared with the Jews as well. They begin preaching to them. Great number believes and turn to the Lord. Report comes back to the church in Jerusalem. They send Barnabas. Remember what Barnabas was called? Son of encouragement. He was sent down there in order to build them up, to help that church there. And so when he comes, he sees the grace of God. He was glad. He rejoiced. He exhorted them. That means he built them up to remain faithful to the Lord, to be steadfast. And description of Barnabas, a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. And a great many were added to the Lord. So as he's building them up, the church is continuing to grow. He goes and looks for Saul, who he already knew was at Tarsus. We've already read that previously. After the opposition to Saul came up in Jerusalem, he ended up going back to his hometown of Tarsus. So Barnabas goes to look for him. He brings him back to Antioch. And for a whole year, they met with the church there, taught a great many people. This is where disciples were first called Christians. Then you have just a few verses here where Agabus gets up and he is inspired to tell that a great famine would come. And so the disciples, according to their ability, determined to send relief to the brothers living in Judea. Now, it's, that didn't, you know, it's contained within four verses here, and it makes it sound like one event right after the other. You know, within a day, this was done. No, this happened over a good amount of time, but it's just recorded here for our information in a compact section. So they did decide to make that relief for the saints. All right, tomorrow we will get into chapter 12. I hope that you are focusing on the Lord today. As the Lord wills, the elders have made the decision to have one service on next Sunday. And please consult your email, or if you have not received the email detailing our plans for us to meet in a limited capacity on Sunday, May 10th, then please reach out to one of the elders or one of the deacons, and we will go over that information with you. Please pray that we will be safe from this current crisis with the virus, that our brethren will be safe, and that God will be with us, that we will come through all of this and be strengthened so that we might continue to shine the light of Christ in this community. Please continue to pray that God may be with us all.